Welcome to the Radio Cafe. I'm Zaylee Pollan, sitting in for Mary Charlotte, and I'm here with Cindy Kahn, the Executive Director of Creative Santa Fe, and she's here to talk about a big event this weekend, the Fantasay Festival. Welcome, Cindy.
Thank you, Zaylee.
So tell us about this festival.
So Creative Santa Fe decided to partner with the City of Santa Fe and Surroundings, which is a landscape architecture firm, to reopen the DeVargas Park and Skate Park this Saturday from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. What happened was Creative Santa Fe's overall mission is to function as a backbone organization to bring groups together to really look at larger strategic plans to make an impact on Santa Fe's creative economy. And so we saw the development of this park as one opportunity to really highlight downtown walkability and community collaboration. To that end, we have over 90 community partners who are participating in this event this weekend. It kicks off with the Rodeo to Santa Fe Parade at 3 p.m. They will end at the DeVargas Park, which is between Guadalupe and Sandoval. The Mayor Koss will be getting off a horse and doing the ribbon-cutting ceremony. We have partners, everything from the Santa Fe Opera will be singing, NDI will be performing, the Santa Fe Community College will have a fashion show. We have 10 local bands, we have food trucks, a beer garden by the Cowgirl. It will be an entire day and evening event of community celebration and just really looking at what happens when a community comes together for a shared vision. We also got a grant from New Mexico Arts, and we're able to give 4 grants to local artists to do light and art installations in the park that day and evening, looking at what might happen if Santa Fe started looking at doing an international light festival in our community as an off-season festival, which the city has been very interested in doing in our community.
So let's back up a bit and talk about Creative Santa Fe and the birth of it. It really is to generate arts as business here in Santa Fe.
Absolutely. The basic premise of what Creative Santa Fe is looking to do is to strengthen the creative economy. What we realized is that there really was not one single organization in our community, either nonprofit or private sector or within the government, that function as a backbone to oversee large projects, really get groups to work together, shared vision, and then help attract new types of funding, either from national grants or new streams of funding from private philanthropists who are very interested in funding larger projects that show community-wide collaboration and a shared vision.
And since Creative Santa Fe began, I mean, have there been results in terms of impacting Santa Fe's economy through the arts?
Absolutely. Creative Santa Fe started in 2005 as the result of a city study that was commissioned by UNM to look at Santa Fe's creative economy. It turns out we have a $1.1 billion economy, and the city felt that there needed to be an organization to really steward the vision for keeping that economy robust and keeping the vision alive and continuing what was already happening and all the great things that were happening, but getting them to work together. So over the years, Creative Santa Fe really helped facilitate the purchase of the College of Santa Fe campus, which then enabled it to continue to be a 4-year college. They did a lot of work down at the community college, and they've done a lot of projects. And then in 2011, the team we currently have in place, myself, Laura Carpenter, who's our creative director, Chris Wadeen, who is our community action director, Mayo Miller, Caitlin Peer, and our board chair, Bill Miller, really started to reinvigorate the mission of Creative Santa Fe and looked at, it's great to have a big idea, but how do we start to really implement change? Mm-hmm. So 2012, we spent bringing in national speakers, experts in the field, and coming together with local experts and people who have been working on really incredible projects over the years and saying, how can we all work together towards shared goal initiatives? And so 2013 started out with 2 main initiatives. One is Connect Santa Fe, which is downtown walkability, and it's also Connect Santa Fe in the network sense. How do we get people to work together, to dream together, and start actually implement projects together? And then the more physical, tangible side of connectivity, which is downtown walkability, bikeability, and really spurring our local businesses and local economy. Our other main initiative is looking at building an arts and creativity center in our community. To that end, we just released a survey. We encourage everyone, any creative person, nonprofit, or small business, to fill out this survey. It's 15 minutes. and it'll give us a very clear sense of what type of shared live-work space our community might need, and what other resources might be built into that type of space, a shared performance space, rehearsal spaces, entrepreneurship training, office space for small nonprofits. So that survey is available on our website, which is creativesantafe.org, and we really encourage everyone in the creative industry to take a look at that survey and fill it out.
And have you already gotten some responses or some feedback about what is desired by any group in Santa Fe?
In May, we brought a group called ArtSpace, which is a national foundation that specializes in building affordable creative centers, live work, and otherwise in the United States. We're partnering with them, and so they came out last May. We did a series of meetings, of lectures, of town hall type meetings. Talked to over 200 people during that weekend, and ArtSpace really assessed there was a very big need, and this need has been addressed for almost a decade now in our community. The question has been, how do you actually build this? How do you fund it? And how do you make it so it really suits the needs of our community? So ArtSpace actually owns and operates this building, and so they help spearhead the funding. They also ensure its affordability. And so for an investment the city and Creative Santa Fe and private investors would make, for about $1 million, you get a $16, $17 million edifice, a building in your community that immediately starts giving back to the community.
And in terms of funding, you mentioned grants and you mentioned this. Is it primarily city funded or primarily grant funded?
Entirely privately funded. And we are looking at grants. And again, as I said, one of our key goals is to become a backbone organization that can attract larger grants for collaborative initiatives. For instance, we did a Write an NEA grant this last year. We find out next month for an Our Town grant. It's a collaborative grant for this Arts and Creativity Center. So we came together with 8 other nonprofits in our community to apply for this grant. So that's sort of the model of attracting new sources of funding, new streams of funding for larger collaborative projects in our community.
That does seem to be a model throughout in a lot of other nonprofits, or it should be. If they're not using it, then they should be.
It's definitely becoming a national and international model, and so we really want to spearhead that doing it in Santa Fe to bring Santa Fe up to, you know, attract new types of funders. We've all really depended on the same small group of funders in the cultural realm for years, and it's time to really start looking at other ways that we can get major projects funded in our city that to really strengthen our creative economy.
And there's also been a lot of talk, I know, under Bill Richardson about kind of a cleaner economic engine. I mean, we get so much of our economic revenue from oil and gas and development. We just had Brian Bird talking about uranium mining. And this just seems like such a no-brainer that Santa Fe is such a creative city, and really developing that can bring us so much
more. Exactly. And I think one of the most important things that we focus on is that we already have such incredible assets. And, you know, how do you leverage those assets to just continue making Santa Fe a really incredible city?
Well, I hope everybody can go there this Saturday. You all are going to have a busy weekend, June 15th from 3 to 11 at the new DeVargas Park. Thank you so much, Cindy Kahn, for coming and telling us. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Zaylee, sitting in for Mary Charlotte.